And he says, yesterday I...
Yesterday I took my medicine.
And so later I will...
Take it.
Okay. If you can't hear anything at all, you are stoned.
Yeah.
You begin to sweat when you start to work. By the time it finishes, you might say, he's a lot my hot son.
Now you begin to sweat?
Yeah.
And what is it?
Well, you've been working hard. The man's working hard. He takes off his shirt and he says, look how I...
I sweat.
Alright. A sore that has a discharge of some kind about it and it comes to a head. What do you call that?
Sore?
A sore.
A boil?
A what?
Boil.
Okay. When a boil opens, the stuff drains out of it is what?
Cut.
A bee stung me in my hand.
Swole up.
A bee? What?
Swole up.
Okay. And tomorrow it will?
Swell.
And if it's not infected, it probably won't?
Get infected.
Or it probably won't what? To get
better.
All right. When you get a blister, the liquid that forms under the skin is what? In a blister.
Okay.
In a war, if a bullet goes through your arm, you say you have a what?
When what?
When a bullet goes through your arm.
Got a hole in your arm.
Well, okay.
Got a wound.
All right. And what kind of flesh grows in a wound?
Flesh? I don't know.
You ever hear the word crowd flesh?
No.
You hear that term? Okay. Get a little cut in your finger, what do you put on it to avoid infection?
Band-aid.
What about a brown liquid that stings?
Phthalate.
Anything else? What else might you put on it?
Iodine.
Okay. Pills you take for fever?
Aspirin.
Like there's a white bitter powder, it's in capsules, and they used to take it for cold. Sometimes you take it as a tonic for malaria.
Like
you know, when you have malaria, what kind of doctor?
Quinine.
Oh, there you go. If a man was shot and didn't recover, you'd say that he what?
Died.
All right, any veiled way of saying it to spare people's feelings?
Passed away.
All right. How about any crude or humorous way of saying it?
Kick the bucket.
All right. Now, if you're not sure what the causes were, you might say, I don't know what he died.
I don't know what he died of.
All right. Place where people are buried.
Cemetery. Graveyard.
All right. Got what?
Graveyard.
Are there distinctions between the two?
No.
What about, are there distinctions between public burial areas and private burial places?
No.
What about sizes? Are there differences? I mean, you said cemetery, you said graveyard, what other places?
I said it'd be the same thing.
Okay. Any other older terms that used to be used that aren't used now?
Nothing I know.
What's the box that people are buried in called?
Coffin.
What's the ceremony at the cemetery called?
Funeral.
If people dress in black, you say they're in?
Mourning.
Yeah, if somebody meets you on the street and says, well, how are you today? If you're feeling just about average, you might say,
I'm fine.
All right. And in response to how are you, you would say, I'm fine. Is that what you did?
Yeah, I'm fine.
All right. If you're only fairly fine.
I'm okay.
All right. If someone's troubled, you might say, it'll come out all right.
Don't worry about it.
Okay. What's a disease in a joint called?
Arthritis.
You got a name for it?
Rheumatism.
Is there a difference in those two?
No.
Okay. Very severe sore throat. With blisters on the inside of the throat.
Ulcer?
No, a sore throat.
Yeah.
Our children used